live.
יש הרבה מה לדבר על המצבים האלה.
There's a lot to talk about. These are states, the existing and the desirable, because this is our whole life. Also in the corporeal life, this is how we are, and also in the spiritual life. Anything that exists, there is for it something that it exists in and something that it would like to be in. And the difference between these two states is called its life. This is why we, in order to bring ourselves to the true states, first of all, we have to envision to ourselves, according to what Kabbalists explain to us, that we are in the complete state, complete in that we are in the Creator's wholeness with His forces under His control. However, that complete state, which is the only thing that exists, we need to discover it. And the revelation of the complete state, for that we have to go through all kinds of states in how we feel, from what we feel and to what we have to reach. And then when we advance towards the desirable state, we begin to feel that all of these things in which we were before, the previous states, it was that we were as dreamers. It was truly as a dream. It was not true, but rather through our egoistic will to receive, which the Creator has created. As He says, I created the evil inclination. We saw through this evil inclination that He created, we saw the world, ourselves, and everything in such a way that this is called the existing state, incomplete state. And the Creator arranged this for us. On the other hand, through the Kabbalists, they explain to us that actually we exist in the complete state, and we never leave that complete state because the Creator controls everything. However, we exist as if in a dream, in a foggy state, and this is called concealment. There are many kinds of concealment, and we need to realize that this is just something that is hiding from us, the complete state. And nevertheless, we always do exist in both states, the existing and the desirable. This is why we need to imagine to ourselves the existing state as it is, within our senses, as the judge has only what his eyes see, that's on the one hand. On the other hand, we need to build above it the desirable state. However, we can imagine to ourselves that the world is under the control of the perfect upper force, so what kind of world should it truly be? And then in the gap, in the difference between these two states, we can see where we are relative to the truth, as much as we're able to. Nevertheless, between the degree that I am in and the degree that I should attain. And this is how we can promote ourselves each time towards the Creator, towards a state where I do not change my Havaya, and everything exists in a single state where the upper light is filling up the whole of reality. And as much as we advance towards the Creator, the gap between the existing situation and the desirable one can be even greater on each and every degree. because we are capable more and more of depicting to ourselves what is the complete state relative to the state that seems to us, that is revealed to us. And then we will discover a more egoistic state, each time a greater egoistic state. We can depict our ego, discover our ego as more, as worse, more harmful, relative to the desirable state that we can depict to ourselves as more and more whole. And that way, therefore, we advance with a greater gap between the desirable state and the existing state, so much so that we reach the world of Ein Sof in the plus and the world of Ein Sof in the minus, truly, from the state of zero, like that. In this way we grow. To imagine to ourselves the complete state in our connection with the Creator, it is considered that we have to annul our ego. We have to pray for that state, because all in all, the Creator created it deliberately, so that specifically, with the help of our ego, the feeling of our ego, we will be able to start to pray to Him, to make contact with Him, that we need Him. Otherwise, we will not be able to get out of our situation. And we need to be drawn to dream about that state, which we depict as the desirable one. So that, well, like in our world, in our corporeal life, we dream about something that we want to advance towards, something that we're going to achieve. This means that to envision to ourselves a state where we are connected with the Creator means that we are praying for that state, just like in anything in our own state, in our own life, something that we want, we're drawn to it. It is considered that we're praying for it. It means that we're taking some steps in order to achieve it. Because where man's thoughts are, this is where he is. And therefore, it is worthwhile for us to think as much as possible about the complete good states, not the way that they are depicted to us, that they are felt by us in our ego, in the present situation, which is, of course, a lie, and the Creator created it on purpose so that we will constantly feel that we are in a lie, in a false world, in darkness, under concealment, and that we will want to get out of it. Therefore, all of our work is how will we make efforts in order to exit the concealment? What do we need in order to advance towards the light? It might be that sometimes it seems to us that these exercises are false exercises. I feel this world that I exist in right now. This is my reality. This is me. Why should I imagine to myself something where as if I exist in something else and it's not reality the way that it seems to me, that the true reality is different, that I exist in it. However, I have all kinds of false feelings, false sensations. So what should I do against the fact that I might think that I am in the real world, And I can't say that I'm living in a lie. However, we should also see that in our world as well, we constantly build plans, make plans, and without a plan we cannot achieve anything. And this is why us going forward by building each time the desirable states on top of the existing states, it is considered that we're using the faith in the sages. What they attain, that they describe to us, we are trying to depict that to ourselves and out of that to attain it.
Barur.
Is this clear? Let's see if it is clear or not. There's a lot to add to it, but this exercise should be our permanent, constant exercise. The gap between the existing, what we feel in our five beastly egoistic senses, later on they will already be spiritual sensations, and nevertheless we will want to rise above them. So that is the existing state that is felt in us right now versus the desirable state which we are praying for. And when we are talking about a state where we are more connected between us, and we are actualizing it in the 10, in our connection with the Creator, and all the way.
Buketov, Rav, how to imagine the desired state without risking to fall into illusion, since we have no idea of this state? Thank you, Rav.
That is true. However, it's always like that for you, even in your own life. You imagined yourself the next state because you want to advance in life. And accordingly, you find certain means by what can you advance towards that desirable state. And this is how you do it. All in all, we exist in a state where our ego is depicting to us the present state, the present world, and we, on the other hand, want to envision to ourselves a state where the Creator is in control and He's revealed, and we are under His control instead of under the control of our ego. And this is why we do these exercises. I don't see anything unnatural about it. To the contrary, how do we do it if we want to advance in science, in the construction of human society, in our own life? We also do the same thing. There is nothing here that is not familiar to us from our own life. There is no such thing. The thing is that here we're playing with our will to receive versus the will to bestow that we wish to develop. We want to develop in us the quality of the Creator. Whereas, in our own life, we're only working with our will to receive, a smaller one, a bigger one. We have a will to receive in a certain form, and we advance so that it will be in a more specific form, a greater will to receive, more cunning. So we're only working with inside of our will to receive. This is considered that we're in the framework of this world. If instead of the will to receive, I develop a little bit the will to bestow, and I wish to exist in a world where the force of bestowal is residing, then I already try to bring myself out of this world into the upper world, the opposite world. And then through such exercises, I'm no longer elevating myself to a greater degree of the will to receive, but rather to the degree of bestowal, what we call the virtual degree. But the exercises are the same exercises. We just need to check how we actualize them and how we can ascend through them.
Thank you.
PT 6.
רב, אנחנו אתמול עשינו את התרגיל הזה של לתאר לעצמנו מצב רצוי אל מול מצב מצוי, ואמרנו את...
Yesterday we were doing this exercise of depicting the existing situation versus a desirable situation, and we said these words that you talked about, being in greater connection, wanting to be in greater connection, and it feels like the desirable state, it's actually emotional. How can I go to... towards an emotional state that I'm not in.
Rab,
depicted in such a way, how in our own life can we imagine ourselves already being as grown-ups or as achieving something, a new profession, we get married, we get all kinds of things, we succeed in work, in connection or relationships with some with people or with our colleagues. It is all a feeling. It's not something mechanical. Our whole life, nevertheless, is a feeling. I don't understand why you're saying that it's hard. We cannot feel it.
I'm not saying that it's impossible to feel. I'm saying that I can't understand how it's like never having been in love and trying to imagine what it's like to be in love. How can I know if I never felt it?
So if you talk about it, you'll see that you can advance, actually. Baltia 2.
Нужно ли делиться своим нынешним состоянием, так как мне кажется, где я сейчас нахожусь с десяткой?
Do we need to share? Do I need to share my current existing state?
No, you should talk about the desirable state that you wish to reach, not the existing situation, because anyone feels whatever, each one feels whatever he feels. It's better, as Rabash writes and as all the Kabbalists write, about the future states and how much we should be connected and discover the Creator in our connection. Baltiyan.
Расстояние между желанием, желаемым и действительным должно увеличиваться до бесконечности. А что случается?
The difference between the distance between the existing and the desirable grows, needs to grow to infinity. So what's what happens in adhesion with that distance?
Everything comes together. Everything joins together. And I recommend to you to think through desires, not only through your intellect.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. How to correctly ignore the false reality?
We need to yearn towards the desirable reality as much as possible and to envision it practically that you are in a connected with the friends, you depend on them, they depend on you, you are as one, and inside of this one, you are discovering the upper force.
But how to sustain that when we're not together? We're talking about feeling the connection.
When you're not together, you need to be together. So it's clear to you then what you should yearn for.
To feel them the same as when I'm not with them. And
what do you mean not with them or with them physically?
When we are in the Zoom meeting or connected to the lesson like now, we feel each other. But
because you're on Zoom?
Because we feel each other, we talk, we work together.
So this is how you need to feel the whole group, even in a state where you're not in some communication media or tool.
I understand that, but the question is how, because it feels like a truck just driving into you when you go out to the external world. You forget everything.
So you need to do such exercises like athletes who, you know, do exercises, and they put on themselves all kinds of things that hinder them in doing whatever they need to do, and they nevertheless try and try. That's the matter of practice.
Yes, Rav, thank you. What is this feeling of I want to bestow? Is it like a feeling of wanting to bring pleasure to everyone? What kind of feeling do I have?
The feeling that in the connection with the friend, I'm giving contentment to the Creator. I have no possibility to do anything good for the Creator, but only when I connect with a friend. That's it. And then as a result of that, in the correct connection, my correct connection with the friend, I feel the presence of the Creator. Eventually, I should feel that. Okay.
Bulgaria.
Добро утро, Раф.
Привет.
Трябва ли десятката да достигне до единно мнение за сегашното състояние и до единна представа за бъдещото състояние, желаното състояние?
Good morning, Raf. Does the 10 need to reach a single view of what the desirable state is and to collectively, together, describe the desirable state?
The fact that the 10 should be in both states, that is clear. If it's not two states, then we're not even aimed towards the Creator, towards spirituality. It has to be two states, the present state and the future state that we wish to come closer to the Creator. And the connection between these two states, what we have right now, the existing state, and what we will have in our next desirable state. That there we will be more connected between us, and then the Creator will be revealed between us accordingly. That's it. Now we're just 10, let's say, individual bodies. That is the existing state, and the desirable state is that we will be 10 desires that complement each other and they're connected between them in order to discover between them their common source and their common goal. This is how we should depict that state. Okay.
Киев.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот стремишься к объединению с товарищами, к отмене, а
получаешь
только больше каких-то страстей материальных.
You yearn for the connection with the friends and annulment, and you get more corporeal lusts. So how now in the lesson to make this, to do this exercise where we yearn for the highest state of the desirable state?
Here, what we need is through the group to constantly be in this knowledge, in thinking, in the fact that we are only connected with the Creator. The Creator is dressing in all of the friends, in all the things that might disturb us, and in all the things that can help us. And He is operating from both sides. There is none else besides Him. And this is why I should relate to each and everything around me, that it is all the appearance of the Creator before me. And I have to reach Him, to relate to Him as to a hiding God. That's it. It's work, great work, that I am constantly searching, trying to detect Him, trying to relate to Him correctly and nicely, but it is constantly renewed more and more.
Правильно все-таки вот представить себе это состояние, вот к которому мы стремимся.
How to correctly imagine that state?
In the existing state and in the desirable state, it is all, there is none else besides Him. He's arranging everything for us, and also as
Rav, I wanted to ask you, every day many tens from all over the world go into the Zoom meetings, so is it good to have one shared prayer for all of them? Will that be helpful?
No, maybe we'll reach that soon. I understand you. Maybe we will reach that.
I'm saying because of the existing state, it's deteriorating in Israel and all over the world, so that's why I'm asking. Maybe we, Bnei Baruch, with our collective prayer, we have the power to do something.
That is something else already from what we've been talking about. And it is desirable, yes, to pray that it, yes, that it will be good for the whole world, for the whole of humanity, but for that, we need to be united, connected, so that we will have a single spiritual force, a connection with the Creator. Then it will be possible to do that, just like that, to just say words, and without connection between us, we will be lying to ourselves, as if we are in a nice, beautiful state, and we are praying for everyone, and we will think that now we deserve some rewards because of that, etc. I, first of all, in order to reach a state where I'm praying for humanity, to bring them to the desirable state, first of all, we need to detect that the state that humanity is in, the existing situation, is such because it is actually me establishing it. Because of me, humanity is suffering. Then my prayer will be a complete prayer that I am praying for them,
right?
And not for myself. And I'm asking only for them, I'm asking for a connection with the Creator. And only for them I'm asking for from Him. That is, we need to arrange this prayer. For the time being, we're not yet capable of reaching that. But hopefully we will.
New York for.
So the question is, how exactly between the existing and the desirable does a prayer come out?
Again?
Between the existing and the desirable, how does the prayer come?
Well, from these two states, where I am and where I want to be, the difference between them, that is already a prayer. But if I do it with my work to connect in the ten, and we turn to the Creator, that common force between us that exists in the center of our connection, and we ask of Him, then this prayer already becomes an action, a practical action, truly, that we wanted to happen in this way with our desires, with the egoistic desires that we want to rise above them and connect them and detect Him between us. So then our action, our prayer, becomes an action.
Africa.
Thank you, Rav. A question for my 10. How, as a group, do we scrutinize our existing state? We can only speak from personal feeling. So what can we say? Thank you.
Why, from his individual feeling, we need to reach a mutual, shared feeling that we are all connected, that we all want our connection to be such a connection that we will have a desire that is as one. Of course, it's not one, but as one. A goal which is like one. And that we want to advance towards that first in our connection. That now we're not sufficiently connected. We want to be more connected. Till when? Until we will discover between us the common force called the Creator. That we will discover our root. Very simple.
Salt Lake City.
What is the prayer that brings the 10 to the desirable state in the path of Akishena? What is the prayer that brings the 10 to the desirable state in the path of Akishena? Thank you.
It is a prayer that we arrange by ourselves in order to ask of the Creator for the force of connection between us, so that in that force of connection between us, He will be revealed as our common source, who is bringing us to an even greater connection, even stronger connection, more tight. And in it, we want to discover Him. What does it mean to discover Him? The force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection. And by that...
Чем больше я верю первоисточникам, тем легче включаться в товарищей, видеть нас более объединенными.
More I believe the source text, the more it becomes easy for me to connect with the friends, to act and...
Yes, we need to play, to act that we are connected, constantly playing that. This is considered advancing towards the desirable state. This is our game, this is our...
Доброе утро, Раф. Скажите, а мы должны ли мы уже представлять, что мы находимся в желаемом состоянии и благодарить Творца?
Good morning, Rav. Do we need to imagine to ourselves that we are in the desirable state and to thank the Creator?
We should try to reach the desirable state. We can depict to ourselves all kinds of means in order to feel ourselves in a desirable state. And this is actually our work. And to always imagine, advance towards it as much as possible. In the place where a person's thoughts are, this is where he is. There are many verses about that. Only in such a way we can advance and not become confused between the state that I had, less, more. There is the present state and the next state to which I want to reach. What does it mean, the next state? Where I'm more connected with the friends, more ready to bestow to them, to annul myself, etc., etc. That's it. It's a more spiritual state. This is what I need to depict to myself that I have before me, and towards that state, I have to...
Раф, если можно вот прояснить. Вчера говорили, что очень важно как бы несколько раз, раз в несколько часов...
Maybe we can scrutinize it. Yesterday we said that it's very important every few hours to connect and talk about the state, what state we're in. Today you told a few times that we need to talk about the desirable state, or is that personal to each one or individual?
No, it's not individual for each 10. It's simply better if we discuss the desirable state, that which we need to reach, and not the state we're in now. You can mention where we are now, but it's better if it's clear to us what we need to achieve, where we need to get. That's what I need to always have in front of me.
The question?
Yes.
Some of the friends, when we speak about the desirable state, they speak about corporeal aspects.
Tikva 29.
To reach the desirable state, is it necessary to do it only together in the 10?
Otherwise, it's not desirable in spirituality.
And everyone should reach a very precise definition and to agree on it or and to play.
Yes, clearly that's how it should be in front of us like that if we all want to walk the path. Otherwise, it's not the spiritual path.
Barur, ken?
Clear, yes? Yes, Gilad.
Rav, I'm trying. Said from Africa was asking, and I think Michael Miller was asking, and friends from Siberia. What does it mean to talk about the existing state, about the desirable? That's clear. This is the common state we want to reach. But the existing state seems to be personal, individual. How can we talk about it?
We gathered here to establish a foundation for a spiritual society, to advance, and so on and so forth. Meaning to remind us what we're here for, who we are, what we are, and even though we have not yet attained the goal, it is ahead of us and we do want to achieve it. And so, that's why we're here. It's the point from which we advance, because otherwise we have no common foundation, common direction, common goal. Now, what's the common goal? What's the next desirable state? We need to locate it, define it so it's clear to everyone, and then to think about it and to try to establish it between us.
So the existing state is not to talk about what I personally feel right now, but rather what's common.
No, yes, don't go into that, because the existing state is egoistic. Five?
Okay, except five. One should appeal to oneself as if one has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator, and he already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good, meaning that the whole world receives from him only good. According to the above, it follows that when a person engages in faith in the Creator, he should dedicate some time to depicting how he would feel if he were rewarded with being near the Creator. Then he would see with his own eyes the delight and pleasure extending to him and to all creations, to all the created beings, how high-spirited and elated he would be. This depiction requires continuation, that his faith will be as knowing and seeing, meaning that the measure of the faith should be like seeing and knowing. This is a lot of work, because this is a path of truth, and it is, as it is written, truth and faith, meaning that for his faith to be true is specifically like this depiction, that he must believe in the measure of the greatness of the faith as though he saw it, that he was believing with his eyes. In other words, to the same extent that he was inspired when he saw it, so should be his excitement when he does not see it, but only believes that this is so. This is why it is called faith on the path of truth. That is, his faith is true as though he knew it. This is called true faith, or as it is written, truth and faith.
No, Turkey free.
My friend is asking, what is the right connection with the friends?
Connection between the friends is such that we always discover in the connection between us what we need to add to the connection so that We are always in an increasing connection until we come to the revelation of the Creator inside the connection, and the Creator is revealed more and more every time according to how we complete the connection between us.
Макту.
Доброе утро, учитель. Доброе утро, товарищи. Вопрос от товарища. В чем заключается переход от игры в желаемое в десятке к самому состоянию?
The transition of acting between the existing state and the desirable state.
The fact that we're now in the existing state where we don't have sufficient connection between us, and we have the fact that the Creator isn't revealed between us. And then we have the state where we want to be connected together and asking the Creator to help us be connected. And in that way we bestow upon each other with our wills, our intentions, and each one helps his friend so that the Creator helps us connect together and truly hear the outcries from our hearts to be connected, and so as to make room for him to be revealed and not for our own. It's still early. Because what does it mean for us to be in faith? It seems to us that faith is kind of game, something that's unreal. While knowing, knowledge, it's what is happening right now between us, what's revealed. But again, this is all depicted within our will to receive. And if we change our will to receive, by that we are actually changing reality. Soon we will get to that in practice. Petach Tikva 17.
Is it true to ask of the Creator that he will erase it, he will take away the existing state and replace it with the desirable state?
No, that cannot be. How can you ask for something about something that the Creator created, even though this state seems to you very unpleasant, very bad, not nice? How can you erase something from reality? First of all, you can't. But secondly, you can't ask for that either, because everything that the Creator created, if you ask him to erase it, it's a sign that you think that there are things he created for no reason.
I want to move to a new state. I don't want the present state anymore.
Then you transition from state to state. You transition from one state to another, but it's not that you erase them. There's no such thing to erase. You need to come to the end of correction with all these degrees, all these states.
So where do I keep the existing state?
Don't worry, it's kept, it's saved. There's a warehouse where everything that you went through is stored. So don't worry, don't be afraid that you'll have to be ashamed about all these things. It will all be sorted out. You just go forward.
Buongiorno Rav, quale aiuto ci dà il Creatore in questo processo per posizionarci come decina sempre meglio?
Which help is the Creator giving us in this process to establish ourselves better as a ten?
It gives us the opportunity, the ability to pray, to unite around the prayer, and so to be adhered to him. Through prayer, we adhere to him already. It doesn't matter if we don't discover him, if we're incapable of doing anything. That way, we are already in contact with him.
Good morning, Rav. Rav, we started from the actual state and we are going through the desirable state. But in between, there is our effort. This effort united those two realities and transforming it into a new reality. This I wanted to say. To what this is respected, what we have now is not another reality itself.
There's never a reality which is a reality unto itself. It's always what we describe. We can describe the spiritual reality, envision it only when we are connected. And then in the connection between us, we reveal the spiritual reality. And there's no such thing where we discover spirituality without the vessel. We need a vessel for it. A place where he can be revealed. Vessels is what we need. The light is in complete rest. Right, Gilad, where are we?
Exit number 6.
Well, read.
When one engages in the right, the time is right to extend the upper abundance, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is, as our sages said, the Shekhinah is present only out of gladness of a commandment, mitzvah. This means that the reason that brings him joy is the mitzvah, meaning the fact that the Rav had commanded him to take the right line. It follows that he keeps the commandment of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. The left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of the Creator. And he sees that he is poor and indigent, thus how can he be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that all his wholeness was built on above reason, and this is called faith. This is the meaning of, in every place where I mention my name, I will come to you and bless you. In every place means, although he is still not worthy of a blessing, nonetheless, I gave my blessing, because you make a place, meaning the place of gladness, in which the upper light can be.
Petah Tikva 27.
Dear Rav, when we speak about the existing and desirable state, well, the existing, that's quite clear, but the desirable state is the state that the Kabbalists describe to us, especially Rabash in his articles, no?
Yes, yes, of course.
Ech?
Again? So, why should the 10 sit and speak about the desirable state? Isn't it better if they focus on Rabash's articles and from that they'll absorb the desirable state?
Yes, yes, it can actually read some appropriate article and to derive from it to the best of their understanding their desirable state, which the Kabbalists describe. Yes?
Now, we read about the desirable state in the texts of the Kabbalists, let's say Rabash's articles, and we want to be in that state as much as possible as a 10 and draw the force from there so that we as a 10 will feel or will get closer to the state that Rabash is describing.
Yes. Yes.
Если я вижу будущее состояние как правильное, и от этого я начинаю хотеть требовать...
If I see the future state as correct, if so, I want to demand from the friends that they will come to that state as well. How can I work correctly with the desire to demand from the friends all kinds of actions? How to demand correctly?
We all assemble, we all connect, we all discuss the existing state and the desirable state and how we can come to what we all desire, which is, as was said before you just now, the existing state is clear to us, but the desirable state we need to determine what it is according to the writings of the Kabbalists. And then if we accept what Abash writes about the states we have on the way, on the path, then it's clear that greater connection, greater closeness between us is needed until in that we discover the Creator. Because the more we come together, closer to each other, the desire will grow. The more we grow closer, the upper light will be felt as existing between us, and so we will advance. This is very practical work. You're asking questions which... There's nothing to ask here anymore. You just need to do it and to see from your work. Moscow 7.
Доброе утро, Раф. Вот когда мы представляем состояние...
Good morning, Rav. When we depict ourselves this state, what else do we need? When we depict the upper state, should we measure it on ourselves, whether I'm actually yearning for it or not, I really want it or not?
We need to determine together what we want, the whole group, and then I receive from the group some guidance for that day, and that's how we need to constantly move.
Okay, we'll read excerpt number 15 again. Through adhesion and thoughts of his soul, which always thinks of the Creator, for one who does not think of the Creator always, though he believes in it, although it isn't really so, it's depicted before him that the world is always depicted in his heart, only thoughts of the Creator. But one who does not think of the world at all, but thinks only of the Creator in everything he sees, that this matter depends on him, and with great passion. And when I said an allegory about one who looks at a woman's pretty clothes, one who is attached to lust of for women does not pay attention to the embroidered clothes and gold. Rather, his attention promptly goes to lusting the woman who is wearing it. But one who is not so, whose heart is purified from this lust, looks at the garment itself. You find that both are looking at the same thing, but each one is seeing something else. Similarly, but worlds apart between impurity and purity, concerning holiness, one who always yearns for the Creator sees the Creator in everything he sees in the world, that his powers sustain it, as it is written, and you sustain everyone. Conversely, one who does not yearn for the Creator in his mind does not see each corporeal thing, although if he is reminded and asked, he will say that the Creator sustains everything, although he has not adhered to it. Understand this well from the allegory, which is very similar to the lesson.
That's how we should check ourselves as well. Are we... Are we thinking about the Creator and through Him we're seeing the world and constantly comparing one to the other? It doesn't matter what we do. Or we forget and we are in this world completely fallen into this pit of ours here.